This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today and tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are taking part in the conference. Home Minister Amit Shah has called for establishing a common anti-terrorism squad, ATS, structure across the country and directed state directors general of police to implement it at the earliest. He said common ATS structure for the police across the entire country provides an opportunity for uniform preparation to counter terror attacks at every level. Mr. Shah was speaking yesterday after inaugurating the 2-day Anti-Terrorism Conference 2025 organised by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi. The hearing phase for the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the Electoral Rolls has commenced in West Bengal today. A total of 3,234 hearing centres have been set up across the state. In the first phase, around 32 lakh unmapped voters, those who are unable to establish linkage with the 2002 electoral roll, will be called for hearings. Voters will be allowed to submit any of the 12 recognised documents, including the Aadhaar card. However, the Aadhaar card alone will not be considered as a standalone document. An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Sanjay K. Brahmane, has submitted its report on operational disruptions of IndiGo flights. The committee was constituted on the 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to the massive flight disruptions across the country. The report was submitted yesterday evening by the 4-panel committee. India has said the unremitting hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh is a matter of grave concern. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India condemns the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in the Moymansingh city of Bangladesh and the perpetrators of the crime must be brought to justice. Replying to another query on upcoming polls in Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said India supports free, fair, inclusive and participatory elections in Bangladesh. The parliamentary elections in the neighbouring country are scheduled to take place on the 12th of February. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 4-day visit to Goa, Karnataka and Jharkhand beginning today. The president will leave for Goa this evening. Tomorrow, President Murmu will take a sea sortie in a submarine from Karwar Harbour in Karnataka. On Monday, the president will grace the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki Lipi at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has approached the Supreme Court, challenging the order of the Delhi High Court, suspending the life sentence and granting bail to former Uttar Pradesh MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case. The CBI yesterday filed a special leave petition, SLP, before the Apex Court against the High Court's decision. Earlier this week, the High Court ordered the suspension of former legislator's sentence during the pendency of his appeal against conviction and life imprisonment and also granted him conditional bail. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended greetings on the sacred Prakash Utsav of Sri Guru Gobind Singh, the 10th and last Sikh Guru. In a social media post, the president said, "Sri Guru Gobind Singh, with indomitable courage and rare sagacity, inspired people to live righteously." The Jammu Division of Northern Railway has announced the operation of special reserved trains between New Delhi and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra to manage the expected surge in passenger traffic during the New Year period. The special train services, each comprising 16 coaches, will operate from today until the 1st of next month in view of the heavy rush of pilgrims and tourists travelling to Jammu and Kashmir during the holiday season. And in women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the third T20 international in Thiruvananthapuram last night to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.